This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sad news to report at the onset of this hour of the show. Unfortunately, because of the wild weather in Texas, it's hard to believe, but out of Fort Hood, there were sad reports earlier in the day that several soldiers were found dead, you know, basically had drowned when their military all-terrain vehicle was overtaken by water and flipped over. And you think about that, and I've said this a couple of times for those of you who have ever been in a situation that you did not expect to be in, and you think, well, this isn't, how's this possible when you approach an area when you're in a really honking big truck and there's no way this can happen. I mean, there's just no way. I get it when you're in a little tiny box car and you just would only assume, and you know, maybe I shouldn't assume, but you would only assume that the brave and the baddest were out and thinking nothing of it. I mean, thinking that nothing was going to happen while the rest of us were driving around bare-knuckling it, and probably shouldn't have been in some areas. But the key sad news out of Fort Hood is the fact that you had four still missing after that Army truck overturned in the floodwaters near that base. So initially they recovered three bodies, then they found two more, so they have five dead so far, and four are missing. It doesn't mean that all four are dead. They're presumed to be dead based on the searches that happened afterwards. But there are other stories around the state of people who were rescued and people who just didn't quite make it. So lots of warnings, lots of advisories. You're listening to my vocals right now in Texas. Be careful, because a lot of rain in a fast amount of time coming down through the next couple of days, and you don't want to be the next tragedy because you think it's safe. It looks safe. I get it. I was in a situation similar today and watched some people struggling from another level of the overpass and realized just how bad it was in the area where I was, and saw three accidents where people had no control, hydroplaned and smashed into barriers because they didn't expect the water to be as thick as it was. But this Fort Hood story is just unbelievable. War of words on the campaign trail. Clinton slamming Trump. Donald tweeting and slamming Hillary. The Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, saying, I'm going to vote for Trump. He wouldn't say it for the last couple of weeks, but he changed his tune and made it happen. And then more details on the UCLA shooting, too, as well. Hey, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, of course, we're going to take you to the movies. It's the weekend, and there's some big movies brewing. We'll tell you all about that. Let's go to Grimm right off the bat. Hey, Grimm.
My heart goes out to him, too. I seen that Lando Kane on the radar tonight that you got going on. So, you know,
it's bad.
Yep. Well, it's Grimmy live from the free state of Jones. Kind of a hollow greeting. Okay. Considering
kind
I
of hollow.
We promoted two current showing movies.
I love it. You're hilarious.
Now, I live in the free state of Jones.
You do?
Yes, ma'am. Jones County, Mississippi, and that's what it was.
I love it.
That's what the movie's about.
But yeah, I heard that.
I'm going to get to the thing I left off on. I got enough time tonight. And that's my late 60s to 70 movie that I wanted to suggest.
Let's hear it.
And I know you've seen it because it's got a multiple Academy Award winning actor in it. And I'm dead sure you've seen this one. But you got to guess what it is from these lines. You know, this used to be a good country. Can't understand what's gone wrong. Yeah, everybody's got chicken. They're scared of me, man. Oh, they're not scared of you. They're scared of what you represent to them. Man, all I represent to them is chaos. Oh, no. What you represent to them is freedom. What's wrong with freedom? Hey, that's what it's all about. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things. I mean, it's real hard to be free when you're bought and sold in the marketplace. Of course, don't ever tell anybody they're not free, because they're going to get real busy killing and maiming to prove to you that they are. Oh, yeah, they're going to talk and talk and talk to you about individual freedom. But when they see a free individual, it's going to scare them. Nah, it don't make them running scared. Nah, it don't. It makes them dangerous. Swamp.
You know what? I could be wrong on this, but I just saw this movie again. I like this movie, if this is the movie I'm thinking of, and you gave the hint about the two actors. I'm going to say Easy Rider.
Bingo. Ding, 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 ding. And
that movie
Jack
is awesome.
Nicholson. Yeah, that was Jack Nicholson's last lines in the movie before white supremacists killed him by knocking him in the head as Dennis Hopper and him had a campfire chat.
Yeah, it's such a good movie. It is a great movie.
Now, how many years over each generation does everybody ask them questions? I don't know what's wrong with this country.
Right. Every single year, every single decade, every new generation.
And that's what I wanted to do before Memorial Day, because it just kind of sings to the same thing, Kate.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, that line is so... Oh. Everybody got chicken. And like you say, I mean, you know, this used to be a hell of a good country. Oh, what a line. That movie is so good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just sings. It just does.
Yeah.
You take away the drugs and everything, and you look at the lines. You look at the movies, the aspect of the whole thing.
Yeah, it fits
in. I mean, even the fact that they were drug dealers to start this trip to Mardi Gras.
Yeah. Crazy. I love it.
But it's just, to me, it's an American icon of movie.
Oh, yeah. It is. It is in the lines. I mean, it was so well written. It's so quotable. That's why I knew. As soon as you said the chicken and the hint you gave, I thought, oh, yeah, it's got to be. That's it.
Well,
I mean,
everybody's seen it, too.
Yeah.
And this is before Jack Nicholson ever really got any Academy Awards.
Yep. Yeah, because you have to go back to, you know, you have to go back to the late 60s. I want to say it came out like something like 69, right in around there. But you can easily find it. Grimm, that was great. He's right. I mean, that is a rad movie. It really is. We're taking you to the movies next here on America Tonight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Fascinating new thing. You delight me, and I know you're speaking of me.
Time to go to the movies. If you listen to Grimm in our last segment, he gave us a throwback movie that was great where they had this conversation about freedom. It's called Easy Rider. Put it on the list. It's good to go back to some of the movies, I think, from the 60s and 70s, particularly with the theme that we're on. So if the current ones are movies you don't fancy, you might really like that. I liked it. I've seen it probably three times. Currently playing at the movies, there's a whole bunch of movies that are still what I call carryovers, and it's going to be that way, I think, at the beginning of the summer. But some people are talking about this movie because it's one of those chick flicks, PG-13. It's a long movie. It's almost 2 hours, and it's Me Before You. Here's a little snippet of it.
We find beauticians.
Turns out hot wax is not my friend.
I'm running out of options for you here, Louisa.
Please, I'll take anything.
And this is new care and companionship for a disabled man.
Do you have any experience of caregiving?
I've never done it, but I'm sure I could learn.
Then let's do it well. Well, this is Louisa Clark. Nathan will talk you through Will's routines and equipment.
You don't have to talk across me, Mother. My brain isn't paralyzed. Yet.
Good morning. Oh, he hates me. Every time I speak, he looks at me like I'm stupid. To be fair, you are pretty stupid.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that yet.
Interesting choice of footwear.
What do you mean by that?
That can't be from around here.
Why not?
This is the kind of place people come to when they've got tired of actually living.
I'm happy here.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't be. You only get one life. It's actually your duty to live it as fully as possible. No, stay. Tell me something good.
When I was little, my favorite outfit was my bumblebee tights.
Bumblebee tights.
Black and yellow stripes.
Okay, God.
Didn't you ever love anything that much?
Yes.
Loving can hurt.
Please don't tell me you shaved off my eyebrows.
Either one.
Can I take you somewhere?
You are so going on a date with Will Trainer.
It's too creepy.
Get the red dress out.
I don't want to go in yet. I just want to be a man who's been to a concert with a girl in a red dress. A few minutes more.
Loving can heal.
I promised my parents 6 months and that's what I've given them.
Who happens before me?
I want him to live, but only if he wants to live.
We can't just let this happen.
You can't change who people are.
Well, what can you do?
You love them.
I don't want you to miss all the things that someone else could give you.
I will make you happy. I have become a whole new person because of you.
Do you know something, Clark? You are pretty much the only thing that makes me want to get up in the morning.
Wait for me to come home.
So this is about a young woman who gets a job taking care of a guy who was in an accident, a wealthy young banker paralyzed from an accident, and they get closer and closer and closer, kind of predictable. We've seen these movies before, similar movies. And there's been a little bit in England of a backlash against it, and which is in a way crazy. It's just a movie, and there have been other movies that have been similar to this. But what it is the backlash is from people with disabilities saying that they shouldn't be pitied. So it's not the first movie that's gone down that road, that rocky road of, you know, portraying disability and then the people with disabilities or people advocating for them for some reason don't like it. They think it's problematic when you have hashtags live boldly or, you know, etc. But I think this movie will skirt the controversy and will find a little bit of an audience. It's not going to have a wide audience just because there's so many movies out right now that are uber popular and I think are on people's lists. All right, the next one is called Popstar.
Ever since I was born, I was dope.
Is 32 people on his personal payroll.
Sure, Connor surrounds himself with people who are agreeable.
Oh! Oh, it is! Oh, it is! It is!
I'm a superstar. Connor, did you take us in the Anne Frank house?
Do not go in there!
Woo!
Hey, Ventura. This is my best friend, Maximus. He's like the closest thing I've ever had to like a little brother. If I had like a mute brother that was hella scaly.
Connor's second album drops today.
Out of four possible stars, Rolling Stone has given it the emoji. So, mixed. Let's call it mixed reviews.
The record label's concerned about ticket sales.
I heard he's getting into stage gimmicks now.
Dude, what is it?
That's your new head!
Check this out.
I feel that real showmanship has been lost in modern pop music.
I'm trying a brand new magic trick.
Top of the world!
Connor, don't worry about it. You were up there for like 10 seconds.
It's a third of the way to Mars!
Connor, we've talked about this. 30 Seconds to Mars is the name of a band. It's not a fact.
All right, so the pop star thing actually looked kind of clever. I saw a little bit of a review on it. It depends on how you feel about the comedian Andy Samberg. If you like Samberg, which I think he's very funny, I like the idea of a little bit of this movie, and it makes sense. I think they're really kind of playing off of what he did for Saturday Night Live and still has done some of those music videos that are super, super funny. So that's the idea. This guy leaves the band, launches a successful solo career. His ego's out of control. It's definitely going to find an audience. How big? I don't know that it's going to be number one. It got 83%, though, on Rotten Tomatoes. 9 out of 10 on IGN. That's not... That bodes pretty well. R-rated, 1 hour, 26 minutes, so it's not incredibly long. All right, the next one is the latest installment of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What's happening out there, Donnie?
I don't know. It doesn't look good.
Gear up, guys.
Whoa!
Bogey's on the bus.
I think she's very vital.
Hit the button.
What button? There are a million buttons.
Two. All right. Here we go.
Whoa.
Here we go.
What are you? Superheroes?
Just four brothers who hate bullies and love this city.
Whoa, whoa. This never works out well for you. What's your name?
Casey Jones.
Okay.
One question. Are you two guys like a thing?
I'm looking for Aaron Moore. But we could work with that.
Me too.
This is gonna be good!
Dude, bring back the Mohawk! Good for you.
Oh, ho, ho. Y'all got jokes, huh? Why are we going with the turtles? When something bad happens, you want to be with the turtles.
Yes, the Turtles, they are back. And Kyle, you told me a fun fact about the Turtles. What's the scoop on the Turtles? I love it. A spoof on the X-Men that's now stuck in my head. Thanks to Kyle and Daniel tag-teaming this show. Hang with us. More to come your way next.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
We've been talking about UCLA and the fact that classes kicked back in on Thursday after the murder-suicide that left two people dead. Engineering professor is just so shocking. And then the student himself, the father of two children, and now so many people coming out and saying what is all too familiar. Geez, he was a fun guy. He was a nice guy. I can't believe it. So here we are in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And joining us to talk more about guns and California and laws, and would there have been any impact on this campus whatsoever, is Edwin Walker. He's an attorney with the U.S. Law Shield, one of the top leading gun rights advocacy organizations in this country. Edwin, thanks so much for popping on. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
So at first blush, you hear this about California. Of course, all of us are wondering, is this going to be a situation where you have somebody who's gone off and they're shooting all over the place? You had kids barricading themselves in classrooms trying to figure out what to do for 2 hours, and then when the police were crawling around realizing what had happened, gave the all clear after that. But when you look at California's gun laws, do you think it would have impacted the situation at all?
Well, first of all, you know, I'd like to say that the loss of innocent life due to any act of violence is deplorable. And, of course, the human race, America in particular, has had laws against committing acts of violence forever and ever and ever. So, you know, all the bad conduct that can be done with a gun has always been prohibited. Murder, sexual assaults, aggravated robberies, aggravated assaults, all of those are already prohibited. And so California has taken the approach that those types of horrific crimes will be lessened in the event that you also criminalize the possession of firearms. What firearms you can possess, who can possess them, and where they can be possessed. But clearly, all of those laws do not prevent acts of violence. And in fact, if you were to just look at if laws regarding firearms possessions could prevent firearm violence, then a school campus in California would, in theory, be the absolute safest place that anybody could be, because California itself has very strict gun laws about who can get them and what kind of guns you can get. And then, of course, taking a gun, just the mere act of taking a gun onto a campus, is a prohibited act. And so, therefore, if you buy into the theory that laws themselves prevent gun violence, then, like I said, this tragedy should have never, ever happened. But, of course, the reality is that, unfortunately, laws, laws regarding gun possession don't prevent violence. And in fact, in some cases, they can actually exacerbate it. I mean, imagine that things could have, you know, wouldn't, if we were all in the position of being that unfortunate professor who was confronted by an armed crazy person, wouldn't we all have liked the option to at least have a firearm to protect ourselves in that situation?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that, you know, that's kind of a failure of the laws in that, you know, unfortunately, the firearms laws only seek to disarm the law-abiding. Somebody has already decided that they're going to commit an act of violence, which, you know, we all agree, 100% agree, should be against the law, such as murder. Then if you have a law that says, well, you can't even possess a gun, that is only going to seek to disarm the innocent party while allowing the party who's already decided to commit the most deplorable criminal act possible from simply, you know, he just commits another criminal act. There's no dissuasion there at all.
Yeah, and, you know, there's been this discussion, Edwin, as you know it, about arming professors, arming others on campuses, and it just spirals into a mad tug of war, as anything does with guns and laws in this country. Do you think we'll ever see that, where people, as you mentioned, what if that professor had the gun? What if you have conceal and carry weapons on campuses? What a difference that could make in certain situations. Do you think we'll see that ever across the board in our lifetime?
Well, I'm located here in Texas, and in fact, in 2 months, on August 1st, 2016, Texas will allow license holders, people who hold handgun licenses, will allow license holders to carry their concealed handguns into the buildings of college and university campuses. And so there are several other states that already have this law. Back in the last legislative session, the Texas legislature, this was a very hotly debated topic. The Texas legislature passed it. And so now a license holder will have the ability to protect themselves inside of a college or university building. And so time will tell. If you look at license holder statistics, I'm talking about in Texas specifically now, if you look at license holder statistics, license holders are the lowest group that are monitored as far as committing any criminal act. License holders are the lowest group that they actually keep statistics on, percentage-wise, as committing any criminal acts. And so since license holders are the ones that are going to be allowed to carry inside of college buildings, I don't anticipate that there will be a situation like this where a license holder will say, oh, my God, I've got bad grades, I'm going to go ahead and murder the teacher with my lawfully carried concealed handgun. I do not anticipate that happening at all. However, in the event that an unlicensed person, somebody who probably, in fact, is in possession of a weapon illegally, tries to do the same thing, at least there is now the possibility that there will be a license holder who is carrying their own handgun who will be able to possibly step in and prevent that. At least there will be a higher percentage chance of that happening than there is now, which is, of course, 0% of that happening.
So then Texas really will become the guinea pigs for perhaps this becoming broader across the nation, correct?
Well, there are some states that already allow this. Colorado, I believe, already allows license holders to bring concealed handguns into the campus buildings. But yeah, Texas has obviously got more college students than Colorado does. They have bigger campuses. Most of the state campuses here in Texas are about the size or bigger than UCLA. You know, I'm talking about University of Texas, Texas A&M, even the University of Houston, I believe, has more students than UCLA does. And so these large state campuses where you are going to have a certain percentage of folks who are license holders, they will be able to carry now, and we will, in fact, see whether or not events played out where they are either stopped by license holders or whether or not just the mere presence of license holders will at least give somebody pause before they decide to go and commit an act of random violence on these inside of these college campus buildings.
We're speaking with Attorney Edwin Walker. He's an attorney with U.S. Law Shield. Edwin, when you know, when we have these arguments about guns and protecting ourselves and law-abiding citizens, who it seems as though their rights constantly get bent in this argument over what has to happen in this country, what have you seen at U.S. Law Shield as far as people protecting themselves with weapons?
Well, it happens every day around the country with U.S. Law Shield members, where people will protect themselves not just against people, but also against vicious animals that are attacking them, vicious dogs. It can happen anywhere. We've had incidents that happen in grocery store parking lots, gas stations. Of course, you know, incidents happen at people's home all the time, home invasions, people, you know, trying to steal property out of people's barns, people's sheds, people's backyards. These types of acts of violence happen all the time, and people use firearms to defend themselves. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to end in somebody's death. There are thousands and thousands of episodes where just simply displaying the handgun or pulling the handgun and pointing it at somebody will diffuse the situation, will either cause the individual to run off, to escape, or the person will actually be caught in the act and held for the police to arrest and charge. So a lot of your anti-gun advocates want to say that every time there's a gun present, somebody is going to get killed, and that just certainly is not the truth. In most acts of self-defense, there are no shots fired. It's just that the gun serves one of its intended purposes, which is to de-escalate the situation and just simply act as a tool that will protect the individual who's holding it. Sometimes it doesn't result in shooting, you know, anybody being shot, but, you know, it does stop a crime from being happen and invariably will lead to the person being caught and prosecuted who is attempting to perpetrate the crime.
Yeah, that was my question. You answered that absolutely, that it's the dissuader, and you've seen that time and time again with U.S. Law Shield. And that's the great thing, right? You're hearing all these stories. You're finding out about that and, of course, helping some people who unfortunately get caught sometimes in these situations where they were defending themselves, and then prosecutors go after them, correct?
Yes, that's the purpose of U.S. Law Shield. U.S. Law Shield is a legal services company that is solely dedicated to the protection of people who use firearms in their own self-defense, defense of others, or defense of property. And so, obviously, you know, since the use of a firearm is so highly scrutinized and is subject not just to laws regarding how you use the firearm, but where you use the firearm, and in some cases, what firearm you use, there's always the possibility that in this tangled web of laws, that a U.S. Law Shield member may be in jeopardy of violating one, and that's the purpose of the legal services program, is that folks pay a yearly membership fee, and in the event that they have a situation where they've had to use a firearm in defense of themselves, others, or their property, they don't have to worry about spending money on attorneys to protect them during this legal process because their attorney is already provided for because of their membership in U.S. Law Shield.
Wow, good stuff. Edwin Walker, thanks so much for spending time with us. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I like numbers. It's about numbers. If you look around, you'll see numbers everywhere. So, in this edition of We Can Count, let's start with this. I read this crazy story the other day. It might have been in one of the main newspapers. I think USA Today. And they talk about this Jihad al-Muhammad, who moved into an abandoned building in a city south of Lebanon, and the Lebanese war, this was in 1990, had come to an end, and he was a Palestinian refugee, and he was in this old structure. But I guess there was garbage and rats and all of that kind of stuff, and he didn't think much of this building, of course, but it had high domed cool ceilings and arches, and he took a closer look, apparently, as he was cleaning things up, and high above the marble floors that were covered with carpets, there were stars of David in the bars on the windows. It took him a decade to realize he was living in a synagogue. In a synagogue, how about that? Tourists started to come by and ask if they could see his home, and then he realized what it was. He had just divided the building into different rooms, bedrooms for his children, one for his wife, a kitchen, living room, all of that. And then there was this you know, there was this area where the tourist scrolls were once kept. He had a flat screen TV and a Wi-Fi router, and there were Hebrew letters that were once on the walls that were painted over. Then they started to see all this. And, wow, I mean, it is just crazy. So he's writing a book about what he saw and the research of Lebanon's Jewish people as a result of living in this place that he didn't realize had so much history. And this was a place where he was just taking shelter and felt so excited about the fact that he could find a place like that that was abandoned, had to be cleaned up. Okay, great. But didn't realize where he was living. And then, you know, that's Europe, isn't it? That's the Middle East. You're walking around history. That's why when we talk about these wars and ISIS destroying all these historic relics, there's so many areas that you read about in the Bible and other books and in history books that are getting ruined that you'll never see. So I think it's cool that he lets all the tourists come in, tells them the story, said he had no idea, all of that. And I think it's pretty clever to write the book too as well. How about this? I was also reading this story that Donald Trump has been involved, you ready for this, in at least 3,500 legal actions in federal and state courts during the past 3 decades. So it ranges from problems with casino people, patrons of the casino, to million-dollar real estate suits, to personal defamation suits. And just as he announced his candidacy about a year ago, at least 70 new cases have been filed and divided lawsuits between him and his companies. Pretty much that's how it goes down. There's at least 50 civil lawsuits that are open, you know, as he gets closer to the Republican nomination. Pretty interesting. You know, Trump always talks about his skills as a negotiator, and they say they did some analysis on this, and it showed, and I think this was the USA Today, actually, they took it a bit further, so I must have been reading that this morning. I came up with both of those stories. But the analysis in the lawsuits show that with his, he talks about the negotiating skills, but that the lawsuits are one of his primary negotiating tools. He turns to litigation to distance himself from failing projects that relied on the Trump brand to get the investment. And he says this, I mean, he doesn't say it like that, but he says that he uses the law to the fullest extent. His companies have been involved in about 100 tax disputes, and the New York State Department of Finance has obtained a bunch of liens on Trump properties for unpaid tax bills at least, I guess, 36 times. Wow. So there you go. You never know. We move on to this story that is, I want to say, interesting from the point of view of, and again, this is We Can Count, so we're talking about numbers here, and we've got the story of often with numbers, you know, you have something that has to do with baseball, football, whatever, it has to do with sports. And how about this Red Sox outfielder who made history, five homers in 7 at-bats. Five. Think about that. 5 homers in 7 at-bats. I was doing some research trying to figure out, I mean, obviously that's a slice of history, and we're talking about Mookie Betts. I wanted to make sure because I thought, boy, is there anyone else who's even come close to that? And there's nothing I could find. And they beat the Orioles overcame 5 homers by the Red Sox, which is so crazy. So he comes to the plate, he's on a tear, and yet the victory, you know, they say victory goes to the spoilers, but not this time. A wild back-and-forth slugfest is what it was. So Baltimore ends up being the winner in that, but the Mookie highlights are pretty incredible. Pretty incredible to see that again. Just the Orioles talking about, you know, not giving up, and obviously showing that they're not giving up is pretty, I think, is pretty interesting. So we move from sports back to more numbers of a different sort, and you know, these numbers show that something pretty interesting, that Harry Potter, I mean, we know the success of Harry Potter, and the Harry Potter kids are all grown up in these images from cursed, you know, child to now something completely different. And this Potter and the Cursed Child play picks up on the Harry story after the epilogue from Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. So you have Hermione and Harry and Ron and Draco played by new actors, but pushing the story forward. When you look at, and it's interesting to look at them, you look at the adults and you think Harry Potter was so much of a big chunk of so many of our lives. You know, we're talking about decades. There's your number. And it still goes on. That you can still take these J.K. Rowling books that have made millions and turned Daniel Radcliffe and Rupert Grint and Emma Watson and Bonnie Wright and so many others into bigger names, that you still can play on that. Get it? Play. And so this play pushes their life forward. Let's go on to something else. When we talk about numbers and travel, we just came through yet another Memorial Day. So often on Memorial Day, they talk about what the statistics were on the roadways for people who didn't survive. And the thing that's interesting is looking at frequent flyer promotions, looking at the summertime as being, you know, a great place to travel, and we're celebrating, here's your number, the 100 years of national parks. I was looking at a story about the best airports for national park lovers, because that makes sense. I mean, you know, if you live wherever you live in the country, you're traveling to these national parks, you can't go and try to put them all on your bucket list and get there easily. So the National Park Service, turning 100 officially in August, travelers are trying to spend time to get closer to the parks faster. And you look at, like, Jackson Hole Airport. They say it was established in 1930, declared a national monument in 1943. It's the only commercial airport located inside a national park. I had no idea. Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park. And they call it a gateway airport for Yellowstone National Park. So when you go there, that's what you see. You see, you feel like you're in the middle of the park, because frankly you are, and you don't know what creature can even walk by the terminal. I love that, because a lot of the other parks, excuse me, it's tough to get closer to them. You're usually talking about some kind of a longer drive, but there are often wonders, like near Zion National Park. They talk about excuse me, things that are featured, like Peter Lick's floor-to-ceiling photos in Terminal 3. Looking at them, you feel like you're right there in the park. Phoenix Sky Harbor, for example, they've got a 6 months exhibition in Terminal 4 that introduces people that come through to ancient sites, geology, recreational opportunities in Arizona, because there's 22 national parks and sites in Arizona. All right, that's another wrap for We Can Count. Go enjoy the parks.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. see the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.